Hello, we're back here on the Carolina Outdoors. We just covered our serious topic, but we're going to continue with that serious topic, or another serious topic, and it has to do with enjoying the outdoors. And of course, here we are in the middle of summer. Before you go outside, of course, it's important to hydrate. Watch for signs of heat exhaustion. Also, don't forget sun safety basics. We talk about it frequently here on the Carolina Outdoors. And also, know when to stay inside. Of course, the peak temperatures and the peak bit of sun is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So you who are listening to the Carolina Outdoors via the airwaves of WBT Radio, you are in luck because the sun hasn't even come up yet. Of course, there's a whole nother grouping of people who are listening to us via podcast. We're excited to have you. Wherever you're listening to us via podcast, remember to rate and review us so other people can find the Carolina Outdoors. I'm Bill Barty, and right alongside me from Jesse Brown's as well is Tom Pierman. Tom, welcome.
Morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, and it's good to pick your brain about an interest that you have. For many of us, the interest that you have started for us as our first bit of childhood freedom. It's when we learned how to ride our bicycle. And as soon as we learned how to ride our bicycles, it took us to the next neighborhood. It took us down the road. It gave us views of things that we didn't get to see before when we were just limited to walking around. So with that, of course, your interest has grown. We've talked to you here during early pandemic stages about mountain biking and the different parks that were open, the different places we could go mountain bike. We're going to turn it around a little bit and talk about road biking, or I guess biking in general. Of course, you don't have to be a spandex person to enjoy the sport and the topic that we're going to come into, but with my kind of list of the summer heat, what is your recommendation for people who want to get out again, just like in their childhood, beyond the neighborhood, a little bit of exercise? What should they do first?
Good question, Bill. And I'd like to back up on something you said about kids and bicycles. I remember my first bicycle in 1976, Western Flyer. It was a Spirit of 76. It was the Bicentennial red, white, and blue bike. My dad got it at the local hardware store. And you're right, that first bike is really your first taste of freedom. Instead of going one block, you could go across town and see your friends.
Did that thing have a little bit of Evel Knievel look to it?
No, it did. It had the banana seat, the big, what they call monkey hanger handlebars, you know, the ones that sit up high, big banana seat. Red, white, and blue. In fact, about 2 years ago at Open Street 704, which is an event here in Charlotte, that they close off a street for cycling and pedestrians, and we have all kinds of vendors out, and it's to promote people getting outside in Charlotte. One year it was over on North Davidson 2 years ago, and a lady and her husband, she was on an exact 1976 Western Flyer, and I had to stop her and get a picture. I asked her, could I take a picture of me with that bike? And I still have it. It's on my phone somewhere. So you're right about that. But back to the question you asked, what should people do? You know, cycling is huge right now. I see more kids riding around. You know, I wouldn't call it cycling. I call it riding your bike. So many kids and families I see now, because of the situation we're in with COVID, they're everywhere. And so it is important to prepare to be safe. There's a lot of people riding that maybe weren't riding 90 days ago. So some of the things I would say, number one is, if you're riding your old bike and you're not a serious cyclist, just look at your bike, grab the brakes, test it in the driveway, make sure it works, make sure it's safe, make sure the bolts are tight, your wheels are on good. Little things like that. If you're not sure, take it to one of our local bike shops. They're great. They can look it over if something's really not working, but make sure the brakes work. Make sure your seat's at the right height. I see a lot of people riding the seat too low.
Is there a rule on that seat? Of course, it has that little bolt. Most all bicycles, whether it's a $10,000 bike or whether it's a $50 bike or less, a hand-me-down bike, it has that bolt on there. Is there a general rule on how low or high that bike should be, or that bike seat should be?
Good question. Being comfortable on a bike is the most important thing. You can spend $10,000 on a bike, and if it's uncomfortable, you won't ride it. You can spend $100 on a bike, and if it's comfortable, you're going to ride it over to the store or the local brewery or to wherever you're going. You hear the phone in the background. So the rule of thumb, I would, you know, you want a slight, when you're sitting on the saddle or seat and your foot is all the way at the bottom, you want to have a slight bend to your knee. You don't want a huge bend to your knee, and you don't want to be extended to the point that you can't reach the pedal. But I see a lot of people riding their seat too low. So a slight bend. If you get real serious, you're going to take your bike to a bike shop where a professional fitter is going to get you really dialed in. But for a rule of thumb, you just want to have maybe a 15 to 20 degree bend of that knee when your leg is all the way at the bottom of the pedal stroke.
So with all that being said, we've got that. Maybe we want to stretch it out just a little bit. We want to ride our bicycle a little bit further than just the next neighborhood. Do you have some favorite routes that you can give us? You don't have to send us on a 50-mile or a 100-mile century ride, but do you have a favorite route, a favorite area of the Charlotte area that we could go and enjoy a safe bike ride?
Good question, Bill, and that's very important, especially in Charlotte. Charlotte's a big metro area. There's a lot of people. A lot of people are coming and going, and they're in a hurry to get where they're going. So being safe out on the road is important. Our group that we ride will ride anywhere from 25 miles here in town to maybe 60 miles on a weekend, and usually when we're riding in town, where we are, Jesse Brown's is sort of in South Charlotte. So we have a route that we do early in the mornings before people are out and about. It's cool, less traffic. And we go out sort of Colony Road and Ray Road, and we loop back around. And some people say, well, that's crazy. Well, that time of day at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, there's not a whole lot of people. Another popular route is out on the backside of Charlotte Airport, going out toward some of those, you know, McCaddenville, sort of across the river out by the other side of Whitewater Center, Spencer Mountain, Cramerton. There's a big sort of loop out that way through Locust, a lot of those little small towns that are very popular. The locals are very friendly. They're used to seeing cyclists, and the roads are sort of nice country roads, so to speak. And so a lot of group rides go out that way.
If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, I'm Bill Barty from Jesse Brown's with Tom Pierman from Jesse Brown's, a cycling enthusiast. He gets out and about and is sharing his interest with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. With all of that being said, and you mentioned friendly, talk to us cyclists, I guess, or you can come at it from the motorist standpoint, but rules of the road. And I haven't heard of any road rage incidents of late, but you always used to hear a lot of grumbling, you know, oh, a motorcycle blocking my way in traffic. Or you'd hear a bicyclist go, that buzzed me. He buzzed the tower while I'm on my bicycle and with his big mirrors off his big truck or whatever. If we're a cyclist, how should we act? Is single file the rule, or can we get out in the lane, or how do you stop at a stoplight? Do you run up ahead of all the cars that just passed you? Talk to us a little bit about that.
I'd say the first rule of thumb is common courtesy. As a cyclist, for instance, I'm going to give you a couple of different examples. If you're riding on the greenway, Charlotte has a great greenway system that's growing. It's a super safe place to ride, at least recreational. If you're out riding a road bike really fast, that's probably not where you're riding. But if you're riding your beach cruiser, or your mountain bike, or your family bike, that's a great place to start. There's also a lot of walkers out there. And so a common courtesy is to pass on the left, just like you would on the road in a car. Let someone know you're there, so you can just give them a nice on your left. Even having a little bell on your bicycle, it might sound cheesy, but it's very handy on the greenway to let pedestrians know that you're coming, and it prevents a lot of accidents just communicating with each other. Same thing on a mountain bike trail. Some trails in our system around here are directional trails. Look at the map when you get there. Look at the map on Tar Heel Trailblazers. But some mountain bike trails are not directional. So paying attention, having common courtesy, letting hikers know you're there or you're passing, and riding in the right direction if it is a directional trail. And on the road, if you're a cyclist, you have to obey the same rules as an automobile. You need to stop at stoplights. You need to stop at stop signs. You need to use hand signals. As far as you asked the question about riding, that's a hot topic. You always hear a lot of people that aren't cyclists yelling at cyclists, ride single file or ride on the right. You do want to ride on the right. You do want to be courteous to cars. They are going faster. They are bigger. And regardless if you're right or not, they're 4,000 pounds and you're 200 pounds. But having said that, there are times when it is appropriate to maybe not move to the right. I'll give you an example. Going through an intersection, take your spot in line. Don't come all the way up around every car that already passed you. Take your spot in line. When it turns green, move through the intersection as a car, and then when it's safe, move over. So there's a lot of it is common courtesy and following the rules of the road and communicating. When I ride, I assume nobody sees me. I use a red blinky light and a white flashing light even in the middle of the day. So if you ride defensive, just like you drive, I think everybody can get along on the road if everybody gives each other a little space.
We're talking bicycles here on the Carolina Outdoors. We got Tom Pierman in studio. Jesse Browns, you may have heard the phones ringing in the background. Those are orders coming in, people placing orders. The showroom is open, but we're also doing curbside and shipping out and some delivery as well here at Jesse Browns. We are the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're talking about bicycling. Now, right now is when the Tour de France would be going on. It would normally be in full effect. They did postpone, delay the Tour de France, as far as we know right now, until August 29th through September 20th. That is about a month or month and a half or so, something like that, later than normal. So bicycling would normally be in the public arena, but now more people are staying at home. More people are looking for things to do. And just like when you were a child learning how to ride your bicycle, people are looking for adventures beyond just their household and their neighborhood. And we've got Tom Pierman that we're kind of locked down talking about it. Tom, if we are going to go beyond those, I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but staying with the more serious ride, the little bit longer ride out there, if you haven't done the route before, I guess, should you clarify where you are going before you start going there, what route and whatnot?
Good question. Good point. I think going out on a longer route is a little bit like any other sport. If you're hiking, it's a good idea to know the trail you're getting involved with, at least do a little reconnaissance, whether it's in a book or talking to somebody that's been there. Probably the same thing as if you're fly fishing, you want to sort of know, do I need to bring my hiking boots or am I going to get out of the car and step in the river? And, you know, if you're going mountain climbing, you're probably going to know what you're climbing. So it's a good idea to sort of have an idea. Now, sometimes it's fun to get on, you know, my cruiser bike and just ride around the neighborhood and go up and down, but I sort of know where I live. But if I am going on a longer route, I do want to have an idea what I'm in for. If I'm going up to the mountains, am I going to be climbing 5,000 feet over 25 miles, or am I going to be climbing 1,000 feet? So it is a good idea to sort of know where you're going. Also, you talked about this heat, the summer heat. Is if I'm going for a long ride, I want to make sure there's places, whether it's a convenience store or somewhere I can refill my water bottles, because you should be drinking probably at least a bottle an hour, if not more, in this kind of heat. So you want to make sure that if you're doing a longer ride, that you're somewhere you can replenish your food and water. So yeah, it's a good idea. That's a good point. It's a good idea to know where you're going. That never hurts.
I'm going to jump in to, of course, you in previous episodes of the Carolina Outdoors gave us a great breakdown on mountain biking in our area and also access to information about mountain biking. Talked a lot about road biking and that, but in our preparation for coming onto the Carolina Outdoors, you mentioned something that's gained in popularity and continues to gain in popularity, and it's not necessarily a road ride. It's not necessarily mountain biking. I think you called it gravel riding. getting you out a little bit beyond the metro area even and finding a gravel road and riding your bicycle. It's great to do for exercise. It's safer to do because you're not as competitive with automobiles and that sort of thing. Talk to us about gravel riding in general, some places you may recommend for us to go find a gravel road.
Bill, gravel riding, for at least people that are in the cycling community, is probably the hottest new form of cycling over the last few years. I have to admit, you know, you end up with these different bikes for different things, whether it's a mountain bike or a road bike. So I have not personally, I use my cyclocross bike, which is very similar to a gravel bike, for what little gravel riding I've done. But I've got some friends that are really serious into it. But what gravel riding is a cross between the bike. You can ride anything you want, but the bikes look a lot like a road bike, but with wider tires, with a little, tiny bit of tread. But people are going up to the foothills of North Carolina, out in the country, and gravel riding is a mix of pavement riding and the endless amounts of gravel roads we have in the foothills in western part of North Carolina, even some right down within 30 minutes going into South Carolina. And so it's a great, safe way to get more of a road bike type fitness ride, but to get off our busy areas. And so it's safe, it's fun. A lot of times you're looking at these beautiful farms and countryside, and so the aesthetics of those type rides are amazing. And it's a fun way to go. It does take a little more planning. A lot of the routes are still new. A great place or a great resource for that type of information is where I send everybody. We mentioned it on the show last time, is weeklyrides.com. They also have a Facebook page, social media, but there is every type of group ride, race, charity ride, bike information, safety information there. And so you can learn more about gravel riding, greenways, trail systems, road bikes, group rides. So you can find a ride in whatever discipline you like, for whatever level you ride in, for whatever distance you want to travel, there's a ride on there for you. So it's a great place for any level rider to find a group of people that are at the same level they are.
Well, and to give a couple of little bumps out there, now this one can be tough, but they have state park roads over, like at a place like South Mountain State Park. You talk about it at the foothills.
Yep, that's a good place.
The other one is, and like the Wilson Creek area. Now, we're not talking necessarily about the single-track mountain bike trails that are there. We're just talking about the roadways, the dirt roadways that go into like Brown Mountain Beach Road, and then the offshoots that take you all throughout the Wilson Creek area.
There's endless opportunities up there. I think people are still discovering places to ride and are coming back and saying, hey, I found this spot or that found. So if you're into other sports, you may already know where some of these places are, and you can say, hey, I want to take my bike up and give that a try. The biggest thing is, like any other thing, is just be prepared for what you're getting into. Make sure you have the supplies you need and someone knows where you're going, especially if you're going by yourself. But I'm not a big fan of riding by myself.
It's always more fun to go out with somebody else. And, of course, remember to hydrate before you go out. Go out early and know where you're going. Pre-plan a little bit before you head out there. Tom Pierman from Jesse Brown's. I'm Bill Barty. Thank you for being on.
No problem.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Both of us will come back and close out the show for this week's Carolina Outdoors.